Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. It's been a while since I've done an update, but I've got plenty to tell you, hopefully something of interest for everybody. So we've been doing a bit of fundraising here at VI Talk because we want to update our website and get it professionally done so that we can get more up there and make it more accessible for visually impaired people. So we've put in a couple of grant applications, but waiting obviously to hear from those, they take a while. But what we've done, we've signed up to Give As You Live, which is basically a way of when you are online shopping, you can donate to charity. And you could donate to VI Talk. We'd be ever so grateful if you did, especially with Christmas coming up. So you can either do that on the web, and you can go to www.giveasyoulive, and that's as it sounds, .com/join/VI-talk. But if you go to the Give As You Live website, generally there'll be instructions there. There's also an app on iOS. I don't know if it's available on Android. I should do, really. I'll find that out. And I've done it and it was quite accessible. I just had to skip the introduction because that was the only bit that wasn't accessible. I set up an account for myself personally and was able to go to my activity and click that I wanted to support VI Talk. I had to search for VI Talk and it came up no problem. And double tapped on that using VoiceOver and now I'm good to go. So I need to crack on with my Christmas shopping. Don't know about anybody else, but as usual, I'm not organised. I've bought one present so far. So if you could sign up to Give As You Live, we would really appreciate it. I will tell you a little bit about, other than the website, about the things that the money will go towards. So the website is really important. We've actually got a price from a company who have done quite a few accessible websites. They did Somerset sites, just as an example. So they're very hot on accessibility. Tracy and I have had a meeting with them and discussed everything. So we really want to move forward with that. So any funding we can get would be really helpful. Okay, so we've got coming out some really interesting interviews at the moment. We're working on our eye conditions series and we've had Barry talking about uveitis. We've had Natalie and her daughter Marcia and nephew Jordan talking about Stickler's syndrome. And there'll be more of those coming up. So if you've got an eye condition that you know quite a bit about and you're prepared to talk about it, then please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you, particularly the rare ones, you know, if you're an expert in it or you know, just know a little bit about it and how it affects you on a daily basis. The theory of the eye condition series is that we're looking at people from a real life perspective, not the experts telling us what gene is affected. If you know that, that's fantastic, but we're looking at talking to real people about what it's like on a day-to-day basis, whether it's looking after their children and making sure they get the right things in place, or whether it's as an adult yourself and you want to talk about it. We'd love to hear from you, so you can contact me at info@vitalk.co.uk as always, or through Facebook or Twitter. Or you can leave us a voicemail on 0161 298 8255. Okay, so one of the things that we're going to be releasing very soon, Justin's working on it as we speak, all the trustees and some of the volunteers have done intros to let you meet the team, really, know a little bit about us and who to contact for what, really, I guess. Because one of the things we want to do with the website is to have individual email addresses so that the person who's maybe dealing with Twitter can answer your queries about that, or you know, if it's an interview, you get in touch with the right person. If you're interested in something to do with travel, then you can contact the guys who look after the travel group, and you know, etc. etc. So don't forget, we've got the travel group on Facebook that's run by Darren and Buffy Heartland, and we've got the book club, which is run by Sam and Natalie. At the moment, people are reviewing their kind of horror or thriller books because we've just had Halloween, of course. There have been a couple recommended. The Alice Peter books were recommended. So I have to wait and see what the girls have to offer for the lead up to Christmas. Okay, so one of the things we want to do is to have an open day for VI Talk. Now, this is because we have to, as trustees, have at least one face-to-face meeting a year. We thought the obvious choice was to have our AGM. So what we're going to do is we're going to rent the summer house at the Clifton Hotel, because three of the trustees live in Devon, so it makes sense to have it somewhere in Devon, and the Clifton seems the obvious choice. So I've provisionally booked the summer house, and I have asked for a buffet lunch, which we will, VI Talk will pay for. And what we want to do is make it into an open day. So for anybody who fancies coming along to the AGM, but also fancies coming to an open day, so you can, you know, meet the team, meet some of the other people who are on the groups, etc. We plan to get some guest speakers in. We've already got one lined up to talk to us about children and young people. Relating to visual impairment, of course. So we'll be looking to line a couple of other people up as well. And there'll be some free time, of course. And what I'm hoping to do is to get an agreement with the hotel to try and get a price for a group booking, if we get enough people who want to come, to maybe have an overnight stay included in that as well. Obviously, we wouldn't fund that, but hopefully we would get a reasonable price if enough people want to come. So again, this is going to be on the 18th of March next year. So that's a Saturday. So you could stay over on the Saturday night till the Sunday, or you could make a long weekend of it if you fancied. I will also negotiate with the hotels, try and get some entertainment on the Saturday evening, which would be quite nice. So we could have a little, you know, have some social time and everything. So let me know again if you're interested in that, because we've put a little survey out there, just a 3-question survey. To say, would you be interested in coming to the open day and AGM? If you would you like to make it, you know, stay over if I could get a good enough deal with the hotel? And if you did come, what kind of presentations would you like to see? You know, would it be technology, or would it be to do with parenting and young people, or anything else in between, you know? So just drop me an email, info@vitalk.co.uk, and let me know if you'd like to come, if you'd be interested, and if you do come, what kind of presentations you'd like to see. Okay, so that's a date for your diary. So the final thing, I think, and a big one, is that we're considering, I've interviewed Damiano La Rocca, who is from Seeable Holidays. He's a CEO, and he has been chatting to me and asking if we would like to do a VI Talk holiday next year. So we're looking at Sicily. And it would be hopefully in September, so to give people some time to budget and things like that. It would be £600, but you would have to pay for your flights separately. But we sort out booking all the flights together so that people were in a group. So it would be in Sicily. It would be for 8 days and 7 nights. The accommodation would be in private apartments, in a villa with a pool, and it includes breakfast, and it's twin occupancy, but I'm sure if anybody desperately wanted single occupancy, we could negotiate that with Damiano, but it would obviously be more expensive, as it usually is. So the trips that would be included would be Mount Etna. So you go to the top of Mount Etna, and there would be a honey, olive and olive oil tasting. There would be a historic city tour of Catania, and there would be a visit to a tactile museum for the blind, and sensory garden, award-winning Sicilian ice cream tasting, which sounds yummy. There would be a chance to have a go at scuba diving or windsurfing or kayaking at the beach, or of course you could just use your time to sunbathe and get a bit of a tan. There will be an organic farm lunch with a wine tasting at a vineyard, which sounds very nice indeed. As I say, it would be £600 per person, but flights would be extra. Now, the way Seeable works, for anybody who doesn't know, is that we would arrange with, if we got enough people who wanted to go, and it is pending at the moment, we've got a few interested, but not enough for us to warrant running it really. So what would happen is we would book the flights as a group, and we would all meet at a designated airport. We would obviously send one or two representatives for VI Talk to lead the group, really. Once we get to Sicily, we are then met by a couple of the guys from Seable, and they have vehicles to take us to our accommodation. And they are there all week to take us on the excursions, to help in any way. So that would be, you know, in the evening, if we were going out for a meal, they would be there to help with that. They would be there to help with anything. They also have an emergency vehicle should we need it. I think because it's in Sicily, Damiano himself would be there as well. So they do some of the VICTA, which is Visually Impaired Children Taking Action. They do some of their holidays. And the idea is with Seable that you are more independent, that you are travelling in a group, but you've got the independence and, you know, learning about travelling independently, but also having a really good holiday into the bargain. So if you're interested in that or you want more details, let me know. Again, email me or drop me a voicemail, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm Jo Fishwick. Or if you follow us on Twitter, you can drop us a message on Twitter. That's at VI Talk Podcast. Okay, I think that's it. I think they're the main things. We will be back at some point with another update. The only other thing I think to mention is that we do have the newsletters, which are going out bi-monthly at the moment. There will be another one coming out towards the end of November, and that will have links to interviews and information about things that have been going on the groups, and also information about everything that I've talked about this evening. Okay, hope you're all keeping well. And Wendy, as always, will give the contact details at the end. The only one she doesn't is the voicemail, which again is 0161 298 8255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.